my first choice personnel. Mike, Malcolm and I talked about it throughout the broadcast. It was a game where just the physical ability of New Mexico State just overwhelmed Louisiana Tech tonight, wasn't it?
That's what happened. They physically overpowered us at every position. We missed three or four blockouts in the first 4 minutes for the first media timeout that just boggled my mind. It was the only key to the game. It's the only key to the game. We had the same conversation in Las Cruces. Mm-hmm. And, it's disappointing that we didn't step up and generate any blockout fouls. We didn't turn it into a street fight like we had to have a chance. They're bigger, longer, stronger, older, every position. And if we half block out, if we're halfway playing physical, they're going to win every one of those battles, and they did. Credit goes to them. As we just talked in the media room, as we just talked about it, they're a master of their craft. You know what they're going to do. You have to block them out. You have to protect the paint. They don't score outside 8 feet, yet you can't do it because they're that good. You know, and to get his guys to buy in to doing that, to define those roles, Coach Menzies done a terrific job. And disappointed in tonight, but still very, very proud of this team and what we've accomplished, how much we've improved over time.
You know, you mentioned to me, and you and I were sitting together watching New Mexico State earlier in this tournament, and you made a comment to me. He said, they're probably one player short of having a team that could be in the Sweet 16 very easily.
You know, after tonight, I'm not sure they need that other player. My goodness. I know he's been talented the last couple of years, my staff tells me. And they could go to the Sweet 16. They wouldn't surprise me. We had a couple teams in our league. Obviously, Utah State's an unbelievable program. Nevada's had an unbelievable year. But New Mexico State, I've thought all year, we'll have a chance. If they draw the right team and they can physically overpower you.
And if they come to play.
Oh, my goodness. They're really good. They're really good. I think other teams in our league have been able to neutralize their size a little bit better than us. You and I have talked about this all year, that they're our toughest matchup. They're the hardest team to press, and we're also deficient in the paint, rebounding and defending in the paint. Romario's become a good pull scorer for us, but rebounding and defending in the paint is where we struggle, and they just expose us in those areas.
You know, Malcolm made a comment when Sosa fouled out. You could tell it really hurt him.
Yeah.
And, that's good to see from a player's standpoint, that what he has done in this program in just the 2 years he's been here, mm-hmm. what it's meant to him. I think that's a credit to him.
I'm very proud of him. I'll say it again. I've never seen a kid lose this much weight during a season. It just shows you dedication, perseverance. He was in my doghouse for a long time.
I know.
And he could have laid it down. And he said, no, I'm going to show Coach that I want to play. I want to show these guys that I want to help them win. And he goes from hardly playing, pulling some DNPs, pulling 3 minutes here, 5 minutes there in November, December, to a guy that we barely took out of the game late. If he wasn't in foul trouble, if he wasn't tired, he was playing.
Mike, I know obviously disappointed in the outcome, but if somebody had told you back in April, May, June that you'd be playing in the WAC Tournament Championship game, I mean, you got to be awful pleased. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're way ahead of where we thought you would probably be in the rebuilding process.
Well, thank you, Malcolm. Last spring we had those expectations on ourselves, and internally we put a lot more on ourselves than the public or the media, even our own fans. Obviously, to build this thing and to do something special, you have to put higher expectations on yourselves than others. But a month or two of the season, as much as we were struggling offensively, to be honest, doubts were creeping in. Golly, what do we do offensively? How can we score? We shortened our rotation again. Mario's really stepping up to another level. Abdelbe has been terrific. All the freshmen have been, you know, and I hate to start mentioning names because you leave out some sophomores, and Jalen's providing leadership. We got so much better offensively. But from day one, from the first practice, this group has competed their butts off. They've been unbelievably coachable. They stay together. High-character kids, and that's what it's all about. I'm proud of them. As these assistant coaches told him in the locker room to finish our season right here, we don't mind being in the foxhole with these guys. Because of all those qualities, we got a lot better. And that's what it's all about. We'll continue to recruit high-character kids that want to work. My staff will continue to push them daily. And that's our belief in how to build your program. We hope to get back here soon. And we hope to finish with a better result.
You know, Trevor Gaskins, 38 minutes tonight, ended up with 24 points, I believe it was, and all 24 came in the second half. And you could tell he didn't want to finish this season in a losing way. He wanted to make sure that he could get a win, and he played, you know, he played his tail off right to the finish, didn't he? As he did all year.
Yes, yes.
You've been around him a lot longer than all of the rest of us
have. I know it. He's played his best basketball. Been around him 5 years. His best basketball has been in the last month. I said it last night. He's been as good as any two-guard in the league in the last month, and I'll still stand by that. I said we got overpowered every position, and I shouldn't have included his position because although he missed shots early, he was defending, he was trying to rebound, he's throwing his body around like he always does. Really stepped up and scored it late. I hate to see his career end like this because he's always laid out on the line. He's gotten so much better. And he's balled in. He's been through some ups and downs. He's been in the doghouse a couple times as well.
But he didn't even play. He didn't even play against the Mexico State in Las Cruces. Yep. Where does this program go? What do you need to do? I know you'd like to have some bulk like New Mexico State, no doubt about that.
Yeah, we need to continue to evaluate closely. Look at every position. You just don't know what happens with rosters these days and college basketball rosters in the spring. You're always going to have a transfer or two. We anticipate that, but we don't know that. We keep counting that. Seniors, juniors, junior college freshmen, junior college sophomores. We have four guys on staff that I'll recruit, including myself. So we'll have a bevy of student athletes that we'll continue to evaluate and look at closely. But obviously, we wish we were as skilled as Utah State, as big and strong as New Mexico State, as talented as Nevada in the backcourt and in the frontcourt. I mean, you want everything, you know. To win this league, you have to be very good. I love our foundation with our underclassmen. We'll have two seniors next year that now have been through this, can hopefully provide tremendous leadership for us at Brandon and JL. We'll continue to add pieces over time and not try to fast track and take shortcuts. We want high character kids that work on Louisiana Tech to represent themselves and the university the way that it should.
And it has to help you and this coaching staff, and now being in the WAC for this year, to know what you have to have. I think that, because, you know, you came in, you didn't know that much about the WAC. You know, you've seen maybe some games, but not really the travel and what you have to go through and what players you have to have. Now that you know what you have to have, this, I think, will make it a little bit easier on what you have to fill now.
Having gone through the WAC travel for the first time, we need three charter jets. We need to move some of these West Coast cities to Texas. But we need to get bigger. That's the obvious. We'd like to be more athletic. We'd like to be tough as nails like these guys. Like Nevada and Utah State, championship programs and rosters are tough. And some of that, physically, of course, comes with age and experience. These young bullies will get older and will continue to walk into the cafeteria, and they'll get wider and stronger. And we hate to see Trevor and Romario leave, but they'll always be Bulldogs, and they'll always be welcomed around here. We thank them for their tremendous efforts this year.
Thank you very much.
watch, Malcolm. I got to be honest, I'm a little down on you because you were undefeated.
I was 2-0. I should have known after this afternoon that the mojo wasn't with me.
But from my standpoint, Mike, I really appreciate it. You know, a lot of times it's hard to come on this post-game show, I know, or do a pre-game interview. You know, you have some losses and you have some wins, and a lot of times it's tough to do it. But you've been the guy that's come on here and talked about the games, and I know our fans appreciate that too. And you know, from my standpoint, I really appreciate the cooperation you've given us this year on the Deck Network.
You and Malcolm and Coach Thigpen, but you obviously being the point guard in the Hall of Famer make it easy for me. Appreciate the softballs. My wife and I love Ruston. I'm so proud to represent this university. Louisiana Tech is a special place, and I really look forward to the building of this program. And we got a chance to do something special, and we will. I fully believe that we will. We've laid the foundation. I'm proud of my staff. Pleasure working with you guys.
All right, Mike, thanks. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank y'all.
Mike White, head coach of the Bulldogs, joining us here on our post-game show.